Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist. You
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and that, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Disco. AJ Disco. 3 times. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to A-T-A-Z, another T-A-Z production live with your host, T-A-Z, my co-host, partner, Crizine. Paula Patton Ross, how you doing, Paula? You there, Paula? If you are there, I did not hear you. Like your phone just went out or something. But
Tonight's show is R&B group Casual will be in the house once again. This is the second time to bring their unique style of harmony. And plus, I'm going to play some ATAT show moments. Calibre Music was supposed to come in, but she had to perform. She had a double booking tonight, and she had to call me early and say she couldn't make it. So we'll schedule her later on down the line. I'm going to play some ATAZP moments because Casual is supposed to call in at 10 o'clock, which is about 25 minutes away. Paula, are you there? Well, she clicked out. I guess she'll click back in. I'm going to be playing the moments, and here we go. The first one, since I'm visiting my boy Ron L next week, is a Ron L and TAZ cut from the album Stink Attitude. I think Paula popped back in. Wait a minute. Let me talk to her for a second. Paula, you there?
I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. You know what? I hit the mute trying to be fancy.
Uh-huh. That's what it happens to you. When you're trying to be fancy. I'm here playing around. Don't hit the mute, girl. Don't hit the mute.
How's it going out there?
So then I told everybody I'm going to play some ATAZP moments. We're waiting on Casual to call in at 10 o'clock. And Kelvin Music, she had to perform two gigs tonight, and she hit me up on email and said she couldn't make it. So we'll schedule her for another time. But Casual already was set at 10 o'clock and got their fans listening in at 10 o'clock, so they're going to call at 10 o'clock. So I'm going to play some ATAZP moments and some songs. I'm going to start off, I was going to start off with me and a Ron L song, but since you came back in, I'm starting off with one of your songs. And from now here, once I play the commercial, that's when Casual will be in the other number so I can talk with them for a half hour. So we're going to play a couple of things that's been on the other shows previously, and also on ATAZP.com, a couple of them shows too. So here we go with the first thing I'm going to play, Not What I Meant to Say, by Paula herself on ATAZP. I can't believe that.
me and Ron was in Germany in Nuremberg. this story is so crazy, man. It just killed me. There was a Puerto Rican girl that was a Puerto Rican black girl. She wasn't white.
Ouch.
She was black.
Ouch.
And she looked like boots with hair on them.
Ouch. I already knew.
Dark black. And, I seen her out at the club a couple of times. So she talked to me, and one day we just decided to kick it and started, you know, having mad sex. Okay. So that was that, you know, normally.
Speechless.
Okay, one day, you know, in the middle of us doing something, she told me, you know, she had a husband.
Ouch.
No, they were divorced.
Oh, okay.
Her ex-husband. There ain't no ouch. We get to the ouch part. she told me she had an ex-husband, and her ex-husband would cheat on her. And I said, how do you know that? And she said that she would, when her husband was out, like late at night, never come back home, she would come out of her body.
Oh, my goodness.
And follow him wherever he was at.
Oh, my goodness.
And I sat there, you know. When I'm 30-some years old, dog. I done been through all kind of beep.
I'm about to. I'm
you better,
to,
you better
yes,
beat me,
yes,
dog, because I'm going to slip.
Me too.
And
whoa.
She going to tell me she come out of her body. And I'm going, well, how do you come out your body? And she told me she did voodoo and, you know, all that stuff down in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother was into it, too.
Mm, that witchcraft.
That showed her how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she would come out her body and think where he's at and all of a sudden appear there.
Mm-hmm.
And be hovering. I said, wait a minute.
Beep!
Nah, it ain't yet. I said, hovering. Now, beast! I don't believe that.
Beast! For real.
On the real. Yeah. I did not believe it because she said, now Ron L. know who she is. So.
Okay.
And I told Ron this story too where he was like, ah. So she told me she could come out of her body and follow people. Okay.
Whew.
I'm dating her. I'm not being for sure. You know, I'm just dating, and that, plus I'm seeing somebody else because I was a
hoe.
And I had to have some
ass. At that time.
At that time.
Well, I'm feeling you there.
Because I was just really wild. So I'm not believing her at all about this coming out of her body.
Nah.
But she told me it was true. She told me it's true. Okay.
Woo.
I'm over seeing somebody else. Another set of A.
Beep.
You was late that time. Another set of A's. Double
A's.
I'm in your head.
Woo!
That Rob stuff is in my head.
It's in mine too. I
but no, I went over to see somebody else. And this was Donna. Remember?
Oh.
Famous Donna
yeah,
and Charlene.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm over at Donna's house. And Donna is, how can I say it without getting beat? She's talking on the mic. You feel me?
That'll work.
Yeah, she was talking on the mic. And all of a sudden, we heard a noise in the middle of the hallway, like something had fell.
What?
And she said, TJ, did you hear that? I said, yeah. So I got up with my fist ball and my feet ball because I got to kick somebody with a ball foot.
You got me speechless over there.
I wound up there all bald, naked,
balled up,
and naked. And my thing was
bald. That's what I said, you was all balled up.
I wound up there looking around, and you know, there ain't no window there.
Yeah.
So there ain't no draft.
Right.
The little table was against the wall in a narrow hallway, no window, and the vase was in the middle, and it just fell on the floor and broke. So I went back in there, I said, the vase just fell on the floor and broke. And she looked at me. How did that do that? I said, I don't know. It was in my mind.
In my head.
That beat was on my head. In my head. And she was in my head for real. Because I was going in my head. In my
help
head.
Help me, Lord.
Listen. In my head, I'm thinking, that beat told me she could come out her
beep. Killing me.
She said she could come out her body. Beep. So I'm sitting there going, maybe she came out her body and followed me here. Because she said
God.
She liked it me a lot.
Oh, God.
And I was kind of jacked up in my mind going. But then I laid back on the bed and Donna started talking back in the mic. And
you forgot.
No, the girl from Puerto Rico never talked in the mic. So I said, that's why I'm here. That's why. I hope you see this. While you hovering, that's why I'm here.
Hover to the left. Hover to the left.
And watch this. Get some notes.
Hover to the left.
Beep. What I'm thinking.
Ooh, yes.
But no,
ooh,
check
God.
This out now. Check this out. I went back on post, right? To find out she'd come out of body. That's just jacking me all the way up anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
So I told this dude who used to see her like months before us. I forgot his name. Ron L. know his name. I forgot his name. He was in the motor pool with us. And Ron was in there, too, at the same time. And I told the dude, I said, you know, he was standing up at first. I told him, I said, you know, old girl that I'm hitting? He said, yeah, I used to hit that. Beep! And I said, yeah. I said, yeah, I know. I said, she told me she could come out of her body. He went. She said, what? And he sat down, dog. He was nervous. Like he almost fell, missing the chair, trying to sit down. I got to tell you something, bro. I said, what happened? He said, when I was seeing her, I went and talked to this girl, this German girl. And I decided to go on and hit it. He said, while I was hitting it, she was scratching the heck out my back.
Whoa.
Tore it up. He said it was bleeding. His back was bleeding.
Whoa.
And he said he got on post. He didn't tell nobody. He had just got on post from the day after. And the first person he seen was old girl. And she said, how's your back?
Whoa! Passion!
She came out of her body.
That is a wild stuff.
Oh, me and Ron L. was like,
okay.
I looked at Ron. She knocked over the thing. Here goes that thought. She probably did.
Woo.
After he put it all together, he said, man, you got me messed up. I said, you got me messed up.
Yes, sir.
Well, I got to sign off Puerto Rico.
This is Sensei, and welcome to another story. TAZ is still in Las Vegas trying to perform a concert in order to pay $10,000 that he still owes to free up his bankrupt accounts. His wife, Gooby, has just won the lottery, but not giving TAZ any money, just a divorce. Can his luck get any better? Another story.
Man, just waiting here at the Palms to perform is really making me feel better.
Hello, TAZ. TAZ.
Yes, and who are you?
My name is Phil Spill. I'm head of entertainment booking here at the Palms.
Uh-huh.
I have to tell you that you bumped from performing here.
Bump? The hell you say?
No need to get testy, Mr. Z.
What is the reason for this, Mr. Fields? You have me fly all the way out here from the ATL, stay in your hotel to perform, and now you're telling me I'm going to get bumped? Bumped by who?
This is a hot soul singer, A.G. McGree.
A.G. McGree?
Yeah, that's me, international known singer.
What? Phil, you can't be serious.
I'm very serious, Mr. Z.
G, say something, man. Your voice ain't don't sound like singing to me.
Why are you making fun of me, Tom?
Not to be funny or anything, but yeah, I'm making fun of you.
Put him up. I will club you, you rap guy.
No need for violence, AG. We cool, bro. I come in peace.
You don't set me off. I'm from the streets, the hard streets.
Man, come on. Do me a favor. Sing something for me.
I just don't sing for free. And plus, I need a beat.
Look here. Here's $5. I'll give you a beat.
Come on, Cat. Make it funky.
In this world of mine, a place that... Whoa, whoa, whoa! Wow! Wait a minute. Is that you?
Told you, punk. Now will T.A.V. let A.G. funny voice and all bump him? And how we pay off the $10,000 back? Another story.
A.G., you wasn't supposed to say that. Let the narrator say it.
He ain't say anything.
Sensei. Now will T.A.Z. let A.G., funny voice and all, bump him? Don't interrupt me, A.G. And how will he pay the $10,000 back? Another story.
Privileged to introduce someone to you tonight. But before I go on, let's have some spoken word etiquette. You know, let's have spoken word etiquette. Please respect the mic. Please respect the mic. Silence while the poet is performing. Please. Please, please, please. That means everybody in the front, everybody in the middle, and everybody in the back. All right. There's a new fire hot female spoken word artist here in the ATL. She's got a book coming out. But it's kind of hard for her to get it released because everybody's tugging at it. We want you to perform here. We want you to perform there. We want you to perform everywhere. So without further ado, I would like to introduce a good friend of mine. Please put your hands together for Chanel.
How y'all doing? I just want to thank Mr. T.A.Z. for allowing me, and Mrs. T.A.Z., for allowing me to attend this party. It's been phenomenal, and the food, y'all, was off the chain. Yeah. Ooh, and that book, I mean, whoever made that, snaps for them, y'all. Yeah. I hope I can remember a poem. All right. All right. No, this is the first one. I'm just going to go with it. This first piece I'm going to do is entitled The Way You Make Me Feel. Y'all know sometimes love sucks, huh? Well, you're trying to act like it's all good, but it's some stuff. All right. The way you make me feel, the way you make me feel, I don't want it. No, I don't want it. The way you make me feel, the way you make me feel, I don't want it. No, I don't want it. I'm sitting here shaking, my heart quaking but not breaking, 'cause there's nothing left to break, only emptiness in its place and a picture of your face. And damn, boy, you still look good. There no more I thought you would, 'cause I knew damn well that you wouldn't. Used to lie to myself and say that you couldn't, but that was so I could stay a little longer, linger till I felt stronger. But I've come to realize that Samson didn't have that kind of strength, pre-haircut. And my gut keeps yelling, run, run, this shit ain't fun like it used to be. You snatching and grabbing, but you ain't feeling me. And all it is that I do for you, I know you got substitutes who provide their rendition. This condition is mine, 'cause you find, and I can't find you. I keep telling myself I need to, 'cause it's you that I gave my mind to, and I need it back. You got me fiending like I'm on crack, still feeling your fingertips on my back. even when you're gone, long gone. And this song that I chose to prolong keeps getting longer and longer. I know the truth and it hasn't made me stronger. Instead, it's exposed me where I need to be. And I refuse to see that it has the potential to kill me, but I'm still breathing. And despite what I know, I can't see myself leaving. So I wait to get left. I wait to get left. Sitting here holding my breath, watching you as you take me on another test drive. You seem schizophrenic and I seem demented. And though I've repented, I still end up in the same place. On my knees, face to face with myself. But I can't face myself, and since I can't replace myself, I gotta find a way to replace you. The way you make me feel, the way you make me feel, I don't want it. No, I don't want it. The way you make me feel, the way you make me feel, I don't want it. No, I don't want it. The way, the way, the way, the way you make me feel. Thank you for listening.
All right. All right. I'm going to do one more. It ain't that mean like the first one. All right. Snaps. I like that. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. All right. This one is entitled Falling. Like I said, y'all, the book got the pressure on me right now. Struggling the room. All right. All right. I've only known you for...
I like the music with this one, I think.
I'm going to start over, y'all.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you like this. All right, all right. I like that.
Okay.
I've only known you for the last 1,000 years, and that might explain this intense fear that I feel at the thought of giving in to you. I act like I have a choice, but there's not much that I can do because this connection is eternal. It's like I've known you since before my birth, when I was part of the stars and you were part of the earth. In the stars, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. It got me, y'all. It got me. I was part of the earth and you were part of the starry sky. I could smoke all day and not get as high as you take me. Your power shakes me and it feels like I'm falling. Falling in to an abyss, becoming one with a bottomless pit. Being vulnerable never felt quite like this. The way you rule me, school me, mentally unglue me, methodically undo me is creating a new me. And I feel like I'm falling into deep. Your patience has lulled my fear to sleep and awakened a new hunger. There's no need to wonder if I could feel again. My life has become real again. I've had an emotional rebirth and you've become my first, and I feel like I'm falling, falling in to my destiny. And you're an eternal part of me, like I knew you before the worlds were framed, like I knew you before my conception, and you were calling my name, beckoning me closer, closer to you, closer. Now there's nothing that I can do because I'm in your reach and I'm falling. Thank you.
Yo, this is TAZ of ATAZP recorded live. When I want to kick back and listen to some smooth jazz, I turn on Norvell of the Gospel and Jazz Suites. This man is putting it down for the real.
ATAZP, ATAZP Live. I'm back on live. Paula Pat Ross is on with me. Paula, I know you were tripping all the way through that.
I can't believe you actually. Hey, that's the debut of one of my tracks. Okay, 101st to ATAZP.
That was Coco Chanel doing. That was at the second. You wasn't at that house party. That was the third house party. And Mark Lacey introduced her. Also, me and DJ Stroke talking about when that girl came out of her body. Which is true.
Her, DJ.
We still got another half hour before the casual calls in. I'm going to play after the house party, the third house party that we had with G. Wright, Gina L., and Rolanda 700. We all did a show right after that. And then I'm going to dip into some more stuff. And I'm probably going to play this gospel song that I did called Happy with this preacher. His name is Darkins. He did the music for me. This is ATAZP Live. We're waiting on Casual to call in. And we're just playing some of the wild moments that I had on this show even before Blog Talk was in conception. Blog Talk started 2 years ago. I've been doing web radio for 5 years, so do the math. Do the math. All right, then. I'm gonna play this after the house party.
I'm diva deficient. A straight clown.
We might have to give her a shot or something. Book 'em. No, I guess so. I got me something.
Yo, 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 this is TAZ with my boy, my homeboy for 20 years, Ron L. What's up, Ron, baby? We played the wrong damn thing. It was supposed to be the intro, but it was me and Ron and shit. This is ATAZP, jacking up, of course, at the house. I got in-house guests, Rolanda 700, G. Wright, and Gina L. Now y'all can talk. Now y'all can talk.
Hey,
now
hey,
y'all
hey,
can talk.
What's happening?
I can't hear myself. Oh.
There you go.
Hello.
From last night's house party, third annual.
You're about to get cut out if you keep touching that microphone.
Oh, man. Yeah, Mike etiquette. And then he just keep moving it up closer, moving it up. All that shit going on.
You hold your hand so you won't touch it. Don't worry.
Hey, wait a minute. Can you put the book 'em down? Put the book down.
Yeah,
please.
The book 'em, the famous book 'em.
So how was the party, y'all, last night?
Off the chain.
Man, it was good.
Ooh. We had a good time. That's why I'm hoarse right now, as usual. After one of these, I sound like I ain't got half my voice. I don't know why. Yelling at people, be quiet. Let somebody perform.
When I get home, I'm booking my ticket for next October.
Yeah, look for the first Saturday in conjunction with Columbus Day.
If I'm allowed back. You've been kicked to the curb a couple times.
I know.
You
said
Especially today. Yeah. I don't know what it
you
was
know,
about.
Man, talking to Mike, Gina.
Oh, I don't know what it was about Sunday.
No,
kicking it to the curb.
We did brunch the next day. And
no, we did brunch today, excuse me.
The next day after,
after the party.
The day after, I'm telling the peoples. They don't
today.
Know. The day after the party, we did brunch. And I wasn't down. None of us was down. Because here we go the night before. She talking about brunch in the morning. That's my wife, she. She talking about brunch in the morning. Gotta let the people know.
Mrs. Taz.
She talking about brunch in the morning. Here go, bro. I don't know if I'm going to make no brunch. I said brunch.
I wasn't even there.
But you were up and about, though, right?
No.
He was late. He was late for church.
He's late for church.
He said he was late.
I was determined to go to church.
Go ahead, boy.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. I'm glad somebody went. That's right.
But he coughed up a little bookum, though. When he was at, oh, Lord, please, 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 Lord.
Stop.
Please, Lord, let me make it through another day.
Yes.
And then as he popped up in church, it's communion. Let the party go. Let the party go. I know G was like, I double shot. I was doing this last night. Praise God.
You know, don't start now.
Yo, 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 this is T.A.Z. with my boy, my homeboy for 20 years, Ron L. What's up, Ron, baby?
It's all good, dog. What's up? What's up?
Same old noise. Welcome to another show of A.T.A.Z.P. recorded live. This is without DJ Stroke this time, but I got in the studio Mr. Ronald Smoot. From New York, right, dog?
Yeah, you know what time it is.
Man, we gonna go into when we met each other. I remember when I met you when I was coming in Germany, and you had to go back out because your wife was sick. And I met you on the steps. We was in the same unit, but I hadn't even got in the unit good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when you got back, you know you was feeling down because she had passed away.
Right.
And I decided to, you know, befriend you and say, man, let's go out. Let's do something. So we was working in the same section anyway. We started hanging out, nigga. I mean, we was hanging out like every night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
You don't know.
Had to go eat free at the Oscar Club. Remember, nigga, we had to go eat. All you know, they got brunch. You know, they got brunch, nigga. Shoot.
We knew where the spot was.
Yeah. But remember that time when it we decided to walk, and you had on beige.
Oh,
go on, explain it out. Explain it out, dog.
Why you want to bring that up?
Go on. Go on, explain it to the people.
All right, this is the way it happened.
This is the way you said it happened.
Well, we got to the cab stand. We got to the cab stand of our concern. We waited for a cab to come and never showed up. So we decided to walk to the club, which was not too far. Oh, you got jokes. But check it out. I had on some tan pants, pretty much like a tan outfit.
I had
DJ
on black.
DJ had on black.
I had on black.
Yeah,
as
just
usual.
Like his damn truck. Black. Okay.
Black.
Okay, we get to about halfway to the club, and we feel a sprinkle. It was like, oh, hell no.
Bells no.
Bells no. My bad.
Bells no.
But anyway, as we kept walking, it started getting a little heavier.
Then the bucket fell out.
Yeah, like somebody just dropped a bucket on me.
And we ran to a little cover way where the housing area was at.
Yeah.
And there was some light.
Right.
And Ron was standing there, and he looked at me, and he said, man, how do I look? And me, I wanted to get to the club because we was halfway there. I mean, we was right around the corner. I looked at that nigga. I said, you good. That nigga had sweat of water on his forehead and his face like he had just got out the shower.
Yeah, you
his
wasn't right.
His hands was dark brown.
Yeah.
See, they were light brown,
yeah.
But when they got wet, your whole outfit turned dark
tan
brown.
Tan do turn dark when it's wet.
But I said, man, you good. You can go in there and dry off. It's going to be dark.
Nah.
He was so mad. He said, man, I'm walking back. And we walked back.
Represent.
And the thing about it was, when we got back, there was about 20 cabs up there.
Yeah. And it stopped raining, too.
Yeah. Wait a minute. One more thing.
What's up?
The time when this is going
to
kill you.
Trip.
The time when Charlene hit me in the club.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That was a ride. That was a ride right there. That was a ride.
Now, we have, granted, we have been out club hopping, as usual.
Yeah.
We have went to, I think we went to the Austin Club first that day. Then we went to 49er Club, and then we ended up at the Q Club.
Yeah, those are the spots, hot spots.
And we let the Q Club last, and I was slow dancing with that Puerto Rican girl, remember?
Yeah, right.
And we was on the floor, and Charlene had walked in. So, you know, we got through dancing, so I walked up to Charlene. And she said, "I've been looking for you all night long. I went to the Oscar Club. They said y'all just left. I went to the 49er Club. They said y'all just left. I get here to the Q Club, and you dancing with that girl on the dance floor." And I'm like, but, you know, and all of a sudden, as I was talking to her, it was like slow motion took over my whole life. I was talking like this.
"But you know that."
And as I was talking, her head was coming up in the air, and I'm going in my brain, "I know she ain't going to throw no." And then halfway up, my brain said, "Ah, duck, duck." But my body was like, "I still don't believe." But all upside the head, and my whole body turned over where I looked like an upside down you, nigga. I was like, and my feet didn't want to fall. I said, "If I fall, all these niggas in the club gonna laugh at me, cause all my boys looking. Why are they arguing? Why are they?"
No, I was looking.
What'd you say when she hit me? She hit me so hard, you thought she shot me.
It did sound like a gunshot. And the bad thing about it was, which he did represent, I got to give it to him, even though he just beat me down on that first story. He did represent. He stood there for a second. He thought about it. Because I thought if he went out there right then and there, he's probably the killer. So he stood there for a second.
She ran out. She had ran off.
Yeah, but see, your ego took over after that, because we looked at you like,
"Nigga, what you going to do?"
So he left out. I said, "Let me go get him. He's about to kill him." So we get outside. By the time I got out there, he head up against the wall, talking crap to him. And I don't know where he come out of the blue with what he done, but I was on the ground.
I
sniggled.
I said, "You acting like a punk."
And spit on him. The shit was... The beep was so funny.
We have now ran into a bad word.
Beep, 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 beep.
Ron L. has said the first hard cuss word on the show.
Beep, beep, beep.
Now we bring you back to your
regular scheduled program. It was so funny that she had to laugh herself. She sniggled, and I just fell out.
She called her
a punk and spit on her.
And then she gave me a ride home.
Free. And I was in the car, too.
Dedicated to those that's feeling this. Happy, because the Lord makes you happy. Protection. around me.
That's what my father says.
Well, then I'm so happy, yeah.
Happy.
I know there's trials and tribulations that you're going through. And it's hard for you to see the right way. Very hard. If you put your faith in the one above, it make everything alright. And on the inside, you'll be happy, yeah.
Happy.
I can't tell you the good things he done for me.
Happy.
Can't count it on my hand or on my feet.
Still he blessing me.
He continues to watch over me.
Yeah.
And he fills my soul.
Fills my soul.
And he fills my soul.
Fills my soul.
Fill it.
Happy.
Feel it in my soul.
Yeah.
I feel it happy. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Do you know the goodness of the Lord?
Yeah,
I'm talking happy on the inside. Every day, every night. I'm feeling happy. Somebody clap their hands with
clap
me.
Clap your hands.
It's real happy. Yeah. RJ, hit them keys for me, please. Just make me feel happy.
Happy.
As I explain how we are supposed to be.
That's right, that's right.
Happy when the Lord comes in your life.
I live your life for the Lord.
Happy, yeah.
And be happy.
When the Lord cures that pain and strife, I'm talking happy, yeah.
Give it up. Give it up to the Lord.
When you're going through something that's painful,
that's right.
Tell the Lord's name out in
Jesus.
Be
Jesus.
So
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
Happy, yeah. Woo! I can't say it enough.
God, that joy.
I'm feeling happy.
Happy.
Yeah.
Tell them about it.
Feeling happy in my soul.
In your soul.
Oh. Happy in my life.
In your life.
Happy, yeah.
Happy.
In God's name, I'll have a wife.
Have mercy.
I'm feeling happy, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you don't hear me. You don't feel me.
They feeling you.
Happy, yeah.
That's right, that's right.
Oh, through pain and good times and bad times.
Jesus.
Happy, yeah.
Yes.
When you're rich or poor, you just gotta go through it all and be happy,
happy.
Yeah. Giving thanks to the Lord, the one that holds your all.
Give
in all. Happy,
give
yeah.
it up to the Lord.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
They hear you. They hear you.
To be.
They feel you.
Happy, yeah. Somebody hear me. Somebody hear me.
Woo!
Somebody be a witness.
Soul through Jesus. Amen.
I put the twist in it. So, going along with the church theme, I got comments of the day, buddy.
All right.
That I had wrote a long time ago.
Bring it up.
Okay, comments. Going to church with street clothes on as opposed to the traditional, nice, respectable clothes we are accustomed to. My thoughts are simply this. One goes to church for strengthening of the soul and not a fashion show. If someone was economically challenged, then their attire would not be as well off as a person who could afford the nicest of clothing styles. Would that economically challenged person be turned away?
then what about Timberlands, wave caps, sports clothes,
yeah,
and short, tight leather skirts,
yeah,
which I really like now.
hey.
Is that acceptable?
Wait a minute.
Now, for me, my flesh is very, very
tender.
Weak. 260 more times weaker than what I just said. For a well-bodied female, my thoughts of lust would be very high in the church, looking at a low-cut blouse, tight pants, and short skirts. Hell, I need to pray now for rightness.
You stupid.
My final point on this is if we have the mind to go to church, if we have the mind to go to church, and you are well off enough to afford respectable clothes, then do it. Church is for your mental comfort, but not your physical comfort in what you're wearing. Now, I just want to see if you disagree, agree. Your comments, DJ Folk, I mean,
you know, that's very true. That's so true. Because, I mean, no, for real. I mean, because, well, you know my church.
Yeah, and they do this. They one of the ones who do this, right? Yeah,
well,
people come in with Timberlands, don't they?
They come in with Tims. They come in with short
Stevie
skirts.
Wonder,
they come
Stevie
in,
Wonder glasses.
Everything. We got one guy, man, and he takes it back to the 60s. He got his high heel platform shoes.
No,
yeah, yo. Listen, he wears this every day. His outfit like that is every day. He got so many different platform shoes. He must spend a fortune.
What do he do? He buy regular shoes and get them platformed up.
I don't know how he do it or
because
where he buy them at, but
because
he got
Big Dog,
platforms
Big Dog,
for
unless
every
he
outfit.
Was the owner of Flag Brothers back in the day. They ain't making them no more.
No. He got, I'm telling you, he got like 10, 12, I seen 10, 12 different pair of shoes he had platformed.
Man, I'm tripping, dog. That's crazy.
Yo, this thing, his afro is out there. He wears the big fall glasses. You remember them big fall glasses?
Yeah, I know.
He got those.
Mod squats.
Yeah, I remember.
He got
the big fat sideburns. They come out here and then they get
How
real
old
fat.
Is this dude?
He like maybe probably 32.
And he dressed like in the 60s
every
all day.
Every day. He
Have
goes
you
to,
ever talked to him?
I sat next to him. I said, "Hey, how you doing?" You know,
so he ain't talking like, "Yo, what's up, Daddy-O?" Everything is real groovy.
I don't know all about that.
He ain't talking about. I'm feeling you.
No.
That nigga talking about real groovy and it's real
far out.
Yeah, far out.
Because he's far out there, yo. He's on another level when it comes down to his dressing. But I gotta say, you know, your comments are true. I mean, when not just in my church, but in a lot of other churches that I've seen.
Oh yeah, because I went to when I first experienced it at when I went to a Dollar's church.
Yeah.
And my cousin goes there.
Yeah.
And I was waiting in the lobby. She said, "I'm gonna come get you in the lobby." So you wait by the bookstore. So I'm standing there. Bad. This girl came by with a tight
you
jean skirt on. I was like, well, maybe she going back just to have fellowship in the back. She ain't going to church. Because, you know, where I come from,
you dress
appropriately and come to church. But I'm like, she had on jeans with jean boots, the high heels, legs showing, mini skirt. Not real mini, but
it was mini enough to be mini.
I looked and I went, well, she might be going to the back to fellowship, or
she
just
might
ain't
just
going
be
to church
behind scenes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Then I see somebody else with Timberlands, and then I see the whole crowd of people walk in dressed like they was at the club for real.
And
I said to myself,
told?
I'm going to enjoy church.
You know what I was told?
And yeah. I couldn't help it because when people walk in, I had to go. Look to the.
I know what you're saying.
Bless your bones. Bless
man.
Your bones. I ain't going to make it
hey,
here.
Bless
my
the
cousin.
Pews.
I told my cousin, I said, I'm not going to make it in here. Y'all got to pray for me now because I'm going to put a finger up and bow my head and walk out.
Hey, this is Debbie Bryant, R&B indie recording artist. Some heard of me, and if I have anything to do with it, many more will.
Check out my underground hits, You're Good for Me and Unfaithful, on my Let You Tell It CD. It's available at CD Baby and TowerRecords.com. And of course, you can also listen to it right here, right now, with my man, the T to the A to the Z, another Taz production, online radio show.
This is ATAZP Live with your host, TAZ, and Paula Patton Ross. What's up, Paula?
Hey, hey.
I'm waiting on the group to call in. I know you was like, me and DJ Stroke, we stupid.
Yeah, y'all crazy. He crazy any doggone way. He don't need to be sitting next to you.
I think the really the intelligent part of me rubs off on him.
Well, when you guys get into a conversation, but for the most part, hardly any intellectual conversations go on between him and DJ Stroke. But he's my brother. Okay, I love you, DJ.
I want to say...
We're going to do that thing, too, when we do that. Oh.
I want to say shout-out to the people in the chat room, Destiny, Beth, and all the rest of the guests that's in there. Shout-out to y'all. I think, and I'm waiting on the number to call, because we could have gotten big time. It's only it's 30 minutes right now, and we should be having a phone call. So I'm going to play a song and then come back. I mean, I can't do no more, no less. I want to play this song by me and my cousin J-Bug. He did the beat, and I did the lyrics, and it's called Bring 'Em Home. And we're talking about bringing home the troops from Desert Storm.
The pressures of being president, I feel so much weight on me. That country is out the dictator's hands. We have protected our interests. Downsize about to 2,000 troops and bring the rest home. Bringing them home. We're bringing them home. Bringing them home, yeah. So they can be saved. We're bringing them home. We're bringing them home.
Bringing them home.
Bringing them home, yeah. So they can be saved.
Check it when you see the light a flash. Bullets passing by your body, will it last? Commanders on your back, gotta finish the task. Smoke in the air, so you die, you're mad. I'm talking devil, baby, cuz it's coming quick. In a situation, but in a conflict, write a letter to your mom, click the bick. The days are going slow, but the minutes tick. I can't stand it, I have no soul control. I'm staring at the cars, but I got a foe. Lonely in the desert land, no one to home. Either come back warm or laying down cold. Nigga, can you feel this shit's real? Living like a human, not the man of steel. My partner shot down, I took his dollar bills. Write a letter to his wife to stop the ills. What's going on, chief? I cannot hang. Rather be on the streets, popping slang.
Slang.
At least that way, if I hear a bang.
Bang.
One, two, my girl's crib, do our thing. On my word, I'm scared because it's on my life. I have three kids living, but no wife. I'm spitting on the top, sitting on a knife. For the wrong I've done, won't do it twice.
The soldiers of the United States and United Nations have endured enough. Elections and more order have been brought to the people. Now it's time for that country to stand up on her feet. Police your own soil and protect your freedom. Freedom always comes with a price. Life being that price which is paid. America has paid that price. Let's bring them to the crib, baby. Bring them niggas home. Bring them home. Bringing them home. We're
bringing them home. Bringing them home, yeah, so they can be saved. Bringing them home. We're bringing them home. We're bringing them home, yeah, so they can be saved.
That's Bringing Them Home with me and my cousin Jay Bug, gospel rapper. This is ATAZP live, area code 770-770. Identify yourself. Hello? 770. Hello?
770.
I'm waiting on them to say something. I see the number in the queue.
Yeah.
Well, might be doing the same thing it was doing with you, Paula.
Oh, I did that to myself.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Maybe it's
770-771. I ain't saying the rest of the number because somebody will call y'all out.
Really?
We can't hear you. I got it on, and I can't hear you. Might want to recall. Anyway, Paula, as we are, we got 26 minutes, and we waiting on our casual to call. And like I said, the number was in the queue, but we can't hear anything on this end. And we know last time they didn't hear me for a minute, and they was talking to Elsie Law. You remember Elsie Law, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were talking to her for a minute, and I had to call in under a regular caller, even on my own show. I couldn't call into the host. I had to call in like I was a guest.
I hear you.
So people could hear me. I'm like, man, got to do all this running around, stop, call, hope they keep talking.
Mm-mm.
So how much closer?
I'm watching my ball team here. My future ex-husband, number 11 for the Cardinals, just came on. The boy got good hands.
Oh, Fitzgerald. 678. This is TAZ. What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
This is casual.
Yeah, what's
up, yo? Hello?
Yeah.
What's up? What's up? What's up, fellas? I barely hear y'all, but we hear y'all. Say hello to Paula Pat Ross. She's on the line as well.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I want Casual to explain what they do and where they're from and name everybody else in the group.
Okay, we're going to introduce ourselves. I'm D-Mac. I'm Playboy. And I'm a little Gabe.
And I'm EJ. Good.
We're from Columbus, Georgia, born and raised. Right now, we reside in the A right now. But, and pretty much, you know, we still grinding, still putting out music. You know, everybody on MySpace and YouTube know we get down, we grinding.
Okay.
The last time we talked, you know, we had just got back from doing America's Got Talent.
Right.
So, and we were in the top 40, so, you know, that was a big push for the group. And,
yeah.
Since then, you know, completed our album, getting ready to release that somewhere between, like, mid-September, maybe late September, something like that. And, you know, just to get it going, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to tell you, these guys, I'm going to tell you, Paula, these guys got some harmony. I don't know if you checked out the email that I sent you of the video, so you could check it out prior to coming on, but you'll probably check it out after you hear them. These cats can sing, for real. So I want to play Crazy in Love. Somebody explain how y'all came up with the concept for that song.
Well, basically, you know, we all get together when we start writing songs, and we would throw out a song about, you know, a relationship. You know how sometimes it get crazy and sometimes you in love. So we thought that we would just, you know,
mash all of that together to come up with that concept of that song, Crazy in Love. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, sometimes the relationship gets crazy, you know, with arguing, and I'm going to leave you, and I don't like you no more. you know, yes, love, BW, all pulled up and everything. So, you know, we thought we'll put all those elements into that song, and that's what we came up with.
Here's Crazy in Love by Casual on ATAZP.
Take a listen, casual, collabo, let go.
I got 718 on the line. 718, state your name and Z Talk, baby.
Yo, what's up, man? This is Big Al calling from Brooklyn, man. What's good with you guys, man?
What's up, Big Al?
Hey, yo, I just want to tell you this, man. That Casual sampler is official, baby. And to prove to you how official that Casual sampler is, I got somebody that want to say what's up to y'all, man. Y'all got a minute for that?
Yeah. You got to turn down your computer, man, because you got feedback like a mug.
Okay, okay. So what's good with you guys, man? Can you hear me?
We got to let him go. Because
that was just
it's blowing me up. But I appreciate the call, caller, but you was killing us. Casual. Hey, I love that song, man.
I appreciate it, man.
You know, I like everything y'all do. So I'm going to let Paula ask you. You know I'm already partial. I like everything y'all do. So, Paula, go on.
You know what I wanted to ask?
You guys,
the lyrics were so tight. I'm wondering, was that a joint you guys collaborated on? You guys all did the lyrics or came up with the lyrics, or was it one specific person?
Yeah, we like to all like write and kind of contribute ideas while writing songs like that. You know?
They were right on. They were right on. I dug them. I'm like, gosh, this is like close to cutting edge stuff. You guys, and everything, you just poured everything into it. That was sweet. I love it. I really enjoyed it.
Big bang. Who does all your music? Who does all the music? The music production.
Up a little bit. Say that again for us.
I said, who does the music production?
Oh, our boy Jay Kalish. We ran into him on MySpace. Big shout out to Jay Kalish. Glamourage. They're from Germany. It's a hot producer out from Germany. Leonard, that we blaze. Nah, we appreciate him working with us. So that was a real good look.
Oh, well.
Okay, Get Down. The song Get Down. It sounds like y'all getting ready to get down, but I want y'all to explain it. I want y'all to explain it. And I will get the next caller after this song.
All right. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Get Down is pretty much like a party song. You know, it's like an introduction. But we, you know, like the whole feel of the project. It's just how we do, you know. We go out, we have a good time, you know. We like to feel good, have a good time, and everybody around us, they have a good time. So it's and it's produced and written by Casual also. So, you know, it's just one of those fun songs.
Get Down, here we go.
Over here, mama, let me see what you're working with. Got my soldier boy at attention, love how you're twerking it. And the only thing on my mind is leaving with.
gay. EJ. That's right. K-Fol. Casual.
ATAZP, Casual on the line, Paula Pat Ross on the line. That song, Get Down, it was Getting Down.
That's
I got
right.
our
That's
caller.
Right.
I got caller 374 prefix 374. Be brief, Z Talk. Go on, 374. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
You're
how
on?
Going?
All right.
Good. Yeah. This is Mick. I was in here working. I was working, and I actually had Googled some talk radio, and I found your site. So I was like trying to. I just happened to catch it like right here at this interview, and I'm really feeling it. Are they on the online right now?
They're on the line right now. Casual.
How you
hey
doing?
Guys, y'all in the A right now?
Yeah. Hey.
Nice. Do you guys got any like slow songs or anything like that?
Yeah, we got plenty of slow songs.
Yeah. The album that we're working on, yeah, we have a few slow joints on this one, too. Don't know if we have any out of, well, actually, one on YouTube, anybody that's listening that can pick it up, it's called Perfect Man.
We have Amma G, which you can also find that actual video. We actually shot a video for Amma G. All
right.
On as well. So check us out, myspace.com as casual, K-A-Z-U-A-L-1, and hit us up at Casual Mania, that's K-A-Z-U-A-L-M-A-N-I-A.com.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Thank you for...
Thanks so much. I appreciate it now.
Thank you.
All right.
You guys are really doing it. Like I said, when I seen the video... for Amma G. By the end of the song, I was a G too. These cats are putting it down for real. No music, straight harmony. So I was feeling that.
Yeah, the harmonies are nice. They are on top of that, no doubt.
Right. Now, we have a song like that because, you know, like nowadays on the radio, R&B is not really, you know, on the acapella side to music. And I feel that you should need to hear that type of music. Because it like, actually, I got a story. It actually inspired a local group. And they was doing, like, a middle school test show. And they hit us up on MySpace and asked, could they do Amma G? Can they perform Amma G for that talent show? And, you know, that really meant a lot. Because, you know, kids growing up, looking at what we doing. And, you know, it might be a casual 10 years from now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
You guys got a perfect pitch. I noticed that. It's really difficult to tell which one of you guys is singing because all your pitches, you guys are on the same pitch.
Thank you.
Even though you can do the harmonies and your style of singing is individual, you guys have perfect pitch, kind of like En Vogue. They were another group that had perfect pitch.
I know. Compliment right there.
Nah, it's true. I mean, you guys are right on time.
We got 7 more minutes, and I want the guys to get out their information where people can buy your CD. People can listen to you. Also, your website. Repeat it again and make sure it's clear so everybody can hear where to get at you guys at.
Well, definitely. Actually, if you're listening, we have 2 shows coming up. One, the Atlanta Choreography Showcase, put on by Zach Lee, will be performing out there August 29th. And if you're in Virginia, Norfolk, Labor Day weekend, be at the African Fest on Friday. Please look for us if you're in those areas. If you want to buy the album, when it comes out, you can hit us up, myspace.com/KAZUAL1, or you can hit us up on YouTube.com and just type in casual and search for the album from there.
And our website, www.casualmania.com. We'll have all of the details once the album is available. So make sure y'all keep in touch with Kaz because we got a lot going on right now.
In the August 29th store is on Michael Jackson Street.
Yeah, at the World Congress Center in Atlanta.
Okay, cool. I want to say thank you guys because, like I said, I love all the music. And that song, Play Hard, that you guys had the last time.
Oh, Play Hard, yeah.
That needs to be a single, baby. I'm telling you ahead of time. When I heard it the first time, I kept playing it on the show every week. I'm like, this is my song right here. So I played it. And I love that song, so I know it's on your new album, so I expect to see a single or video of something going on with that song right there.
Okay. So, thanks for the love and support, you know?
Yeah, thanks for putting us on, Taz, man. We really appreciate it, man.
Man, it's all good, man, because like I said, y'all are up-and-coming young brothers doing real music. You know what I'm saying? Real music. Not this craziness that's going on right now, but y'all doing some real music, and I expect to see real things out of y'all.
No, I'm sure we will. I don't doubt that.
And hey, we need more people like y'all, man.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. Namaste Broadcasting Network's got a spot for you. That's my network.
She will be, Paula will be contacting you. Far as being on her television network as well, too. And once she sees that video, she going to be contacting y'all for real. So I'm gonna leave with the last song by Casual and close out. It's called One Night. I thank Casual. I thank Paula Pat Ross, all the people in the chat room. Thanks for listening to the show. Again, Casual, do your thing, baby. Play hard, baby.
Yeah, be real. One. Yeah. Oh, hey, I think this girl is gone crazy. Talking about she wanna be my old lady. But I ain't going out like that. It was only one night. And to be honest with you, it wasn't that nice. Blowing up my cell phone, leaving messages. Tell me how she's so alone. She missed me, how she wanna kiss me. Calling me baby, she wanna have my baby.
Girl, you can be alone.
Girl, you must be crazy.
Making it.
down and pregnant with my baby girl. That's why she been going crazy. How could this happen to me over one night? If you think you untouchable, you better think twice.
One night.
One night, man.